This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, April 25th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. SNAP change could affect 1 million adults. Ag Committee urged to retain climate funding in Farm Bill. Analysis. SNAP change could affect 1 million adults. 1 million adults over the age of 50 could lose SNAP benefits under the debt ceiling bill the House Republicans hope to pass this week. That's according to the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, a research and advocacy group. The bill would expand SNAP work requirements to able-bodied adults over the age as 55, the cutoff currently 49. A significant number of people who would be affected by the change, quote, would likely lose benefits because they are out of work or they are working insufficient hours. The state failed to screen them for an exemption they should have qualified for, or they were unable to navigate the verification system to prove that they're working, the CBPP says. Ag Committee urged to retain climate funding in the Farm Bill. The House Sustainable Energy and Environment Coalition's Climate and Agriculture Task Force is urging House Ag Committee to keep the $19.5 billion in climate smart funding in the next Farm Bill. The Inflation Reduction Act investments in conservation programs and technical assistance are, quote, critical to fighting climate change, and the next Farm Bill represents a significant opportunity to strengthen climate resilience, the SEC Climate and Agriculture Task Force said in a letter yesterday. The 18-member task force is led by Representatives Shelley Pingree of Maine and Kim Schreier of Washington. Coming soon, USDA's regional food business centers. In coming weeks, USDA will be announcing grants for a series of regional food business centers, says Jenny Lester Moffitt, USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Moffitt told the North American Agricultural Journalist that the centers will provide localized technical assistance to small and medium-sized producers and businesses, quote, who too often haven't been able to navigate the USDA process and qualify for federal grants and loans. USDA received $1.8 billion in applications for the $400 million program, she said. Why it matters? Well, USDA is not just about farms. It's about keeping food businesses alive in small towns. It's about keeping all businesses alive in small towns, she said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. FSA Administrator looks for disaster program flexibility to help flooded California dairies. Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau said yesterday that the agency is looking for ways to provide more flexibility in its disaster programs for California dairies and other producers dealing with flooding in the West. Ducheneau, speaking at the North American Agricultural Journalists annual meeting in Washington, said the agency's tools need to be adjusted to better fit current conditions in Washington, D.C. One challenge, he said, is that income limitations are embedded in several of these programs, creating a challenge for California dairies, which tend to be larger than dairies in other parts of the country. Hopefully, we can continue to find the flexibility in all of our programs to better meet the need that's actually out there, Ducheneau said. appeals court says WOTUS ruling applies to Kentucky and business groups. An appeals court has clarified that its ruling blocking implementation of the Biden administration's WOTUS rule does not apply nationwide. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed that its order applies only within the Commonwealth of Kentucky and to members of the business groups that also challenge the rule. Those groups include the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. EPA had asked for the clarification and other parties did not object. Briefing on the appeal is scheduled through May 5th. APLU likes choice of MISRA for NIFA. The Association of Public and Land Grant Universities praised USDA's choice of Manjit K. MISRA to be the next director of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Dr. MISRA brings a unique and distinguished background to the role as researcher, inventor, and administrator at Land-Grant University, focused on addressing the broad array of challenges facing agriculture. APLU Vice President for Food, Agriculture, and Natural Resources, Doug Steele, said yesterday, "We look forward to working with Director MISRA as public and land-grant universities work to deepen their partnership with NIFA to support groundbreaking research and outreach to enhance the productivity, viability, and competitiveness of American agriculture," the group said. MISRA starts the job May 8th. He has been the director of the Seed Science Center at Iowa State for 30 years. Sorghum bran found to improve gluten-free bread. Scientists at USDA's Agriculture Research Service say they found a way to make a big improvement to gluten-free bread. Add sorghum bran. The cheap sorghum milling byproduct adds significant taste and texture to what can be a bland loaf, said researchers who added sumac sorghum bran bread they made in laboratories. Ryan Adoran, a researcher at ARS Food Processing and Sensory Quality Research Unit, said, quote, "In our study, we used optimization models to create a gluten-free bread with enhanced dietary fiber while preserving other desirable bread attributes such as color, texture, and flavor. This meant finding the optimal amount of sumac sorghum bran to use in bread to get the nutritional benefits without compromising taste and texture." The researchers published their findings in the Journal of Food Science. Many consumers simply choose to avoid gluten in their diets, but about 2 million people suffer from the celiac autoimmune disease and cannot eat the protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, April 25th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.